Octobus begins as the eighth month. Eighth is the number of new beginning. And the Bible says, remember ye not the former things, nor consider the things of old. He said, for behold, I do a new thing. May that new thing anointing rest upon you. New things in your spiritual life. New things financially. New things in your career. New things in life and destiny. Hear me? The spirit of the old things, I drive it far from your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. If I speak favor over you, are you still willing to receive? Until I see every one of us become a living epistle of the favor of God, I will not stop speaking it over your life. For some of you, it will take a while speaking it for you to come to the consciousness of the all-surpassing value of the favor of God in the life of a man. But for as many whose hearts are open and truly ready to receive, in Jesus' name, one more time, even this night, receive favor. Favor with men, favor with systems, favor with structures. Be at peace with money. In the name of Jesus Christ, your daily bread needed for your efficiency per day, per week, per month, let God bring it to your hands. Koinonia, hear me. By favor, even in famine, you shall laugh. Your children will laugh. In the name of Jesus Christ. I hope you know that favor is not just limited to things. It takes favor to receive encounters with God. When Gabriel came to Mary, he said, I am here because you are highly favored. In other words, it's not because your eyes were opened through prayer and fasting alone. It takes favor when God, the Bible says, blessed is the man who God causes to appear, to approach him. The vistas of the spirit are not just open because you pursue in terms of prayer and fasting, as important as that is. There are men who can find favor with God, and God can come to you, open to you the vistas of your destiny. Let me pray for your spiritual life. You have received things enough. Let's pray for nobler things in your life. In the name that is above all names, your prayer life, every attack over your prayer life, the diligence, the discipline to travail until you evolve to become that superior believer.